the fiscal cliff, farm bill, estate tax. The list goes on and on regarding pressing issues currently on a tight timeline in Congress. But one issue important to the ag industry that itself has gone on and on is immigration and the need for foreign-born workers.
The thing is, if we had workers to replace them with American workers, domestic workers, this wouldn't be an issue. We cannot find people who will work in the fields.
That's David Hill, a nurseryman and blueberry grower from Apopka, Florida, who gives his personal thoughts on how to solve the ongoing dilemma of immigration.
First of all, we got to get the two sides to realize that we have to meet in the middle somewhere. I think personally that there's some kind of, I'm speaking the simplified version, but some kind of visa or worker permit that would acknowledge that these guys are foreign-born, they're not citizens, but they want to work. Give them the ability to come in and work. Don't restrict where they work, but just have them give them the right, if you want to say that, to come into the U.S. and work in the fields.
Hill says, as for the argument that foreign-born workers are using our public services, such as hospital care, he has a solution to that as well.
I think that if you would just levy a tax on them, get them in a system, in a database, with a number, and whatever designation, you know, a foreign-born worker status, and put some kind of a tax on them that would cover the services, at least go towards the services, I don't think that becomes an argument anymore. And it seems simple enough, but it's a tough one to solve.
Be sure to stay tuned to this station and log on to southeastagnet.com as we will continue to keep you up to date on immigration as well as all the other pressing issues currently facing agriculture. Julie McPeak with Southeast Agnet.